Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, are you ready? Jesus says in Matthew chapter 24, his words, "Be ready, for you do not know when the Son of Man will come. No one knows the hour. No one knows the hour when to expect it." Jesus says, "Be ready." In 1938, a man in Massachusetts entered into a store. The store's true story. The store is called Abercrombie and Fitch. In 1938, in Massachusetts, to purchase a barometer. He bought the barometer, went home, put it on his wall, thought really fine about its location on the wall. Then he looked to see what the barometer told him. The barometer said to the man, "Hurricane is coming." Massachusetts, okay? Not Florida. And the man came to the conclusion that the barometer that he had just purchased wasn't quite right. It was defective. He took it off the wall, packaged it back up, and journeyed to Abercrombie and Fitch to get a refund. He approached the clerk and said, "This barometer is defective. It says that there's a hurricane. We're living in Massachusetts. There are hurricanes in Florida, not Massachusetts." And the store clerk said, we would love to give you a refund. And Abercrombie and Fitch did it. The day was September 21st, 1938. The man left the store, went to his house, and the house had been completely devastated by a hurricane. That story reminds us that really, just when you think a hurricane won't hit, I speak from experience here when I say this, I've been through a few, the hurricane hits. We gather here at Peace Lutheran Church and we believe that Jesus is coming again. We sing songs about it. We just read about it that in the epistle text from Philippians, "He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ." That's that theology there is talking about the second coming of Christ. Then Jesus himself says in Matthew chapter 24, that he is coming again. But so often, we're not ready. We think, we're living here in nearly 2025, and he hasn't come for 1,000 years. Why do we think that we'd ever come today? And so often, we're not ready. But here's the thing. Just when you think Jesus Christ is not coming, he might come. Are you ready? Jesus says in today's text, "Be ready." How are we supposed to do that? Jesus points to one specific person in a specific time period in the Bible, and that is Noah in Genesis chapter 6. We can be ready like Noah. And as I was thinking about Noah and reading through the story of Noah this week, there were some interesting things that we can take away about Noah's life to help us be ready spiritually for our Lord's second coming. Noah did this. I'm pretty sure Noah did this. Noah made plans, but he gave consideration for God as he made plans. I imagine everyone living around Noah during this time period, a difficult time period, Genesis chapter 6, they made plans. They made plans about where they were going to live. They made plans about what party they were going to go to, Jesus says here in the text. They made plans for what career they were going to have and how they were going to transition. They made plans for their family. They got all their bases covered. Now, how many of us are good at making plans? I shared that at the beginning of the worship service. We're planners, aren't we? Have you guys planned out the next week? Do you have a time slot for when you're going to get the chores done? Everyone's like, "Yeah, of course I do that." Do you have your exercise scheduled for this next week? Do you have room for that project this week in your life? We plan for the next month. Do you have plans for Christmas Eve? Come here. I hope they were part of your plans. Do you have plans for New Year's Eve? If we don't plan, we can kind of get left behind. Do you have plans for what's off in the future, the next year? Spring break, you better have your flights booked already and next summer. Because guess what? We have that pressure on us because that dictum, that teaching is right in our heads. And how does it go? If you fail to plan, you what?
Plan to fail.
Yeah, how many of you heard that lots of times? Yeah, so we plan. Yes, we do. The difference is that Noah, when he made plans, left room for God. Left room for God to enter into his life. Left room for God to bring challenge in his life. Left room for God to act and maybe show him things that he wasn't expecting. You see, when we make plans that we just, that's when we're not ready. Leave room for God to work in the future, in the week ahead, in the month ahead, in the year ahead. How can we be ready? Noah did a second thing that was really helpful, I think, as he prepared for the flood. And I think about that event of the flood and how devastating that must have been when that came upon the earth. Noah didn't presume to know the future. We so oftentimes do that today. And I imagine in Noah's day, there were people that presumed to know every week and how every month would work. And when the rain came, I imagine there was someone who raised their hand and said, you know, it's not going to rain. It doesn't rain at this time of season. They presume to know the future. And when it rained for a couple days, someone probably raised their hand and said, you know what? Never has it rained consecutively for 4 days. I know how this is going to go. See, they presumed to know the future. And you notice the culture and time that we're living in today? I see it rampantly. We have many people that claim to know the future. So here we go. I've heard someone say that they were 100% certain the Beavers would win the game. Anyone ever heard that one before? I've heard weather people say they're 100% certain that the weather's going to be this or that on Wednesday. How does that go? I heard just a couple of months ago that a person was 100% certain that one person was going to win the election. I heard someone say that another person, they were 100% that the other person was going to win the election. We have people that predict how the markets are going to be, how the housing market is going to turn. When the Bible speaks about the future, hold on to this. Do you realize that the Bible says it's shifting? We don't know what's around the corner. Our very lives are fragile. Not my words, the book of James. James chapter 4, verse 14. James says, your life is a mist. The word in the Greek for mist, James 4, 14, is atmos. The derivative of that word is atmosphere. In other words, did you see the fog this week? It came in and then a couple hours it was gone. The Bible says our very lives come in and come out. Isn't that? We don't know the future.